Língua da Gente.
Right from Austin, Texas, we get to talk about Portuguese today. This is Língua da Gente. I'm Orlando.
I'm Daniela.
And we have a beginning lesson entitled, What Type of Music Do You Like?
Music's a great topic.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's one of the best. One of the best. And we're going to talk about Gilberto Gil today, so even better.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Great musician.
A key word for today might be the word for music, huh? Which is?
Música.
Música. Música. So we're going to have somebody that kind of switching channels on the radio here, trying to find something to listen to. And so they say, what's your favorite type of music?
Yeah.
Let's hear that dialogue three times.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
Para mim, é MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
Sei, também gosto.
Segunda vez.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
Para mim, é MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
Sei, também gosto.
Terceira vez.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
Para mim, é MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
Sei, também gosto.
Well, sure enough, they like what I like, MPB.
MPB is a good kind of music.
It really is. Of course, when we are the ones who write the dialogues, we can write them the way we want to.
Whatever you like.
Let's do a three-time through, a translation of each line here. So start us off.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
What type of music do you like?
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
What type of music do you like?
Que tipo de música tu gosta? Para mim, é a MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
For me, it's MPB. I love to hear that type of music.
Para mim, é a MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
For me, it's the MPB, Música Popular Brasileira. I love to hear that music.
Para mim, é a música Para mim, é a MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas. Para mim, é a MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas. Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
I agree. I love those classics from Gilberto Gil.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
I agree. I love the classics of Gilberto Gil.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil. Sei, também gosto.
I know. I like them too.
Sei, também gosto.
I know. I like them too.
Sei, também gosto.
All right. You know, as a beginning lesson, I think we want to talk about pronunciation a lot today because I just heard lots of neat things you said here.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that first line.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
Now, our key word was música.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that in English we have this music, mm-hmm. music. And so people want to go música.
Uh-huh, and don't do it.
It's mu.
Música.
Not música, música.
Yeah.
Also notice that in Portuguese, when you spell a word with an S between vowels, it sounds like a Z. And so again, it's not música, but...
Música.
Música, música. Mm-hmm. Probably the most interesting thing grammatically about this first line is the use of the word tu.
Tu.
What's going on here?
Oh, it also strikes me because instead of tu, in my home country, my part of the country, we say você. Instead of tu.
Right. Remember when we recorded this dialogue, it was with João. João is from the southern part of Brazil. And so he says,
tu gosta.
Do you like it? Tu gosta. But that's pretty specific to that part of Brazil, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty much.
I would never say it. You would never say it. But João does, and it sounds good.
Uh-huh. I know that in Rio de Janeiro, people might say tu.
A little bit, but not like João does, huh?
No, not as much.
So you would not say, que tipo de música tu gosta? You would have said,
que tipo de música você gosta?
And that's how I would say it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next line.
Pra mim, é a MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Well, here let's first talk about this abbreviation MPB. Tell us about that.
Well, it stands for Música Popular Brasileira.
Which would be Music Popular Brazilian.
Yeah.
Popular Brazilian music.
Pretty much like that. MPB.
So when you talk about MPB, what are we talking about?
We are talking about music made with guitar, a lot of guitar with the nylon cord, that awesome sound. And Gilberto Gil is one of the big names.
Yeah, so all those classics of pop Brazilian music that way are part of MPB. You start this line with pra mim, which means for me. And I want to notice here that it's not para mi, but it's para mim. Whenever you have that preposition para.
Yes, and after para, you can't use eu. You have to use mim, para mim.
Para mim. So for me, it's MPB. I love to hear that kind of music. And so the verb to love here is not amar. What is it?
Adoro.
Adoro. Now, in English, we can say, I adore this music, but it sounds a little goofy, doesn't it?
It does, and it sounds like religion, to adore.
It's overdone, isn't it? But in Portuguese, there's no problem. You can say, adoro essa música. Mm-hmm. That's their way of saying, I love this music.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I adore it.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask you, the verb to hear or to listen to this music is ouvir.
Yeah, that's
Well, what's
a good
the difference
one.
Of ouvir and escutar?
Well, the activity in Portuguese is ouvir música. That's what you do.
If you're listening to music, it's always going to be ouvir música.
And escutar is the translation for listen.
So when would you use escutar?
I can catch your attention and say, Orlando, escuta.
So listen up here.
Yeah.
You would never say, ouvi. That would make no sense.
No, that's not how you do it.
So the whole thing here is, adoro ouvir essas músicas. I love to hear this type of music. Okay. Give me that whole line one more time.
Para mim, é a MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Next line.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
Concordo means I agree.
I agree.
And then we have this adoro again. Mm-hmm. Adoro essas clásicas. Mm-hmm. I love these classics.
Yeah.
Now notice in the word music, the S sounded like a Z because it was between two vowels.
Okay.
However, in the word essas and clásicas, what's going on?
It's a double S, so it's the S sound.
So this is the way Brazilian orthography works. If you have two S's between vowels, you pronounce it like an S. If you have one S between vowels, you pronounce it like a Z. And so, essas clásicas, S sound. And if you're a Spanish speaker, it seems weird to see two S's, but that's why there are two S's there in Portuguese.
Yes.
And then pronounce Gilberto Gil for us.
Gilberto Gil.
Gilberto Gil.
Gil.
And the last line here is?
Concordo. Adoro essas músicas do Gilberto Gil. Oh, I think I repeated.
Well, let's go to the last line then.
Say, também gosto.
I know. I like him too. And what I like here is that notice how you say in Portuguese, também gosto. Also like.
You don't need any pronouns there. So
you don't
just
say the word I, you don't say them, you just say
também gosto.
And the translation is, I like them too.
Yes.
That's exactly how Brazilians talk. Also, it's a good example of that open sound, when you say gosto. Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Gosto.
Gosto. And so with that, a lot of good pronunciation. Música, adoro, essas clássicas, Gilberto Gil, gosto. Pretty great words in this dialogue. And with that, let's go back and hear that dialogue three more times.
That's a good idea.
Diálogo, primeira vez.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
Para mim é MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
Sei, também gosto.
Segunda vez.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
Para mim é MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
Sei, também gosto.
Terceira vez.
Música.
Que tipo de música tu gosta?
Para mim, é MPB. Adoro ouvir essas músicas.
Concordo. Adoro essas clássicas do Gilberto Gil.
Sei, também gosto.
Well, as an outro here, tell me a little bit more about Gilberto Gil.
Oh, yes, that's a big name in Brazil, especially after he became the Minister of Culture under Lula's government.
Yeah, here you got a guy that's Mr. Music, who's now Minister of Music as well.
Yeah, he used to be at Lula's government, but not anymore. But he's a big name for this reason. But before that, he and Caetano Veloso had this Tropicália movement, which they started together in the 60s. Which was a big musical movement.
I will have to say that Gilberto Gil, for me, is the classic performer that makes you feel like you're his best friend.
You Do know, you feel you like just, that about him?
You just, whenever I listen to him, I feel like I'm sitting in my front room just hanging out with friends.
Huh.
He is so great at making everybody just feel like they're part of that group. He doesn't feel like this distant singer up on the stage. He always makes you feel like he's just in your front room just chatting with you.
Yeah, he's a people person.
Oh, totally.
Uh-huh.
Well, with that, we hope you enjoy the lesson on what type of music do you like. Got some good verbs and some good pronunciation. And along the way, you learned how to say MPB.
Yes, and check on Gilberto Gil. I bet you like it.
Oh, by the way, the song in the background was Esperando na Janela.
Yes,
that one is
yes.
worth listening to all the way. And with that, até a próxima.
Até mais, gente.
Língua da Gente.